This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Facebook said it would suspend former President Donald Trump's accounts for 2 years following its findings that he stoked violence ahead of the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The move freezes the ex-president's accounts until early 2023, which he calls an insult, coupled with his permanent Twitter ban that could put Trump at a serious disadvantage as he mulls a 2024 White House run, since social media platforms are now key tools for politicians. Aides say Trump's been working on launching his own platform, but has not yet. A blog he started on his existing website shut down after less than a month of drawing dismal traffic. Facebook says it will reassess the suspension after 2 years. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki is not holding her breath.
Feels pretty unlikely that the zebra is going to change his stripes over the next 2 years.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department issued the May jobs report showing the complexity of restarting an economy after the pandemic, with President Biden saying at the White House the plan is working and we're not going to let up now.
This is progress, historic progress, progress that's pulling our economy out of the worst crisis it's been in 100 years. And it's testament to the new strategy that is growing this economy, not only growing it, but growing from the bottom up and the middle out.
His comments came Friday after the latest report showed U.S. employers added 559,000 jobs in May. It's an improvement over April's sluggish gain, but it fell short of economists' forecasts. The report also showed that companies are still struggling to find enough workers as the economy rapidly recovers from the pandemic recession. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The World Bank said on Friday it had temporarily paused payments to operations in Mali following a military coup, while the man expected to become the new prime minister warned that sanctions would only complicate the country's crisis. The bank's actions add to pressure on Mali's military leadership after chief security ally France announced Thursday it was suspending joint operations with Malian troops in order to press for a return to civilian rule. Nigeria said on Friday it had indefinitely suspended Twitter's activities 2 days after the social media giant removed a post from President Muhammadu Buhari that threatened to punish regional secessionists. Information Minister Lai Mohammed said the government had acted because of the persistent use of the platform for activities that are capable of undermining Nigeria's corporate existence. The group of seven, representing some of the world's richest nations, are within touching distance of an historic deal to close the net on large companies that don't pay their fair share of tax. We get more from Reuters' Conway G. Gittins.
Economic leaders from the G7 gathered together for talks on Friday and are, quote, just 1 millimeter from a historic global tax deal being pushed by the U.S., French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire told the BBC. A particular focus of the minimum tax rate are the big international tech firms like Amazon, Facebook, and Google parent Alphabet, which are adept at exploiting the differences in varying corporate tax codes. A deal could raise tens of billions of dollars for governments, offsetting the big spending done by many governments to prop up their economies during the health crisis.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. California Governor Gavin Newsom sounded more like a game show host Friday when he announced prizes for Californians who have gotten vaccinated. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
There was a spinning wheel and winning numbers were drawn.
We will start with number 18.
Newsom picked 15 winners of $50,000 prizes. You just had to get vaccinated.
If you're on the fence, if you're just a little bit hesitant, or you just were unwilling in the past, but all of a sudden you think, wait a second, I can really use $50,000. We're doing all this to encourage that.
The state's goal is to fully vaccinate at least 75% of people 12 and older.
Moving from 70% of adults to 75 and beyond, that's stubborn. That's difficult work.
So far, 67% of eligible people in California have received at least one dose of the vaccine. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.